Before saying the homily, I know that some of you wait for the Father Charles for confession. Apparently, it's not coming. So I will hear confession after Mass, please. So stay there, all right? Stay there. So those people who are waiting for confession, I will hear confession. Only for those people who are waiting right now. Please have mercy on me now. Yesterday, I heard the confession. Probably you all know already, although we put the confession hour from 5 to 6, but I heard the confession yesterday by myself, almost like 2 hours. And today, in the morning and now, hearing confession. If I did not have any Mass, I wouldn't hear confession now. So those people waiting for confession, hang in there, all right? Okay, so that means I love greeting the people, but today only handsome deacon will greet you. You don't need to worry, you don't need to suffer with this Korean accent priest for the greeting today. So after Mass, I immediately go back to the confessional to hear confession. So those people who are waiting, hang in there, you know, salvation will come very soon. Okay, now homily. So, as I mentioned at the beginning of the Mass, beginning from Ash Wednesday, our season of Lent has begun. And the first weekend of Lent always present to us three temptations of our Lord Jesus. Because of this familiarity of the Gospel account today, I mean, you know, some of you when you know have been a Lenten season how many times? So many times. And you hear this gospel, three different gospel, but you hear this gospel, particularly three temptations of Jesus our Lord. You hear this time all the time. So I would like to approach this weekend homily with a different angle of the intention of today's Mass readings. So different angles, please. So I would like to share with you a story of a rabbi, a famous rabbi. This is a story which I thought that was really, really good for this week. Once, a famous rabbi wished to have a glimpse of people's hearts and test their opinions of themselves. So he wanted to test on that. So he called three passers-by into his house. Turning to the first man, he said, "Suppose you found a purse full of gold coins. What would you do with it? If you found this gold, the purse of gold coin, what would you do?" "Well, I'm going to hold it until I find a rightful owner," the first man said. "You are a fool," Rabbi exclaimed. "You are a fool." Then he put the same question to the second person. "Oh, I wouldn't give it back to the owner." "Well, he lost it, she lost it. Hey, whoever claims this, this is claimer's one. I would put it in my pocket." Then he said, "Dishonorable!" exclaimed to that person. Then he put the question to the third person, third man. Then he answered, "How can I possibly know, Rabbi, what I would do in a case like that? If I hold it, I am not sure if I can get over an urge to keep it to myself, so I don't know. But if the Holy One, the blessed be He, strengthen me against the evil inclination, I would give back the money to its owner." "Oh, your words are beautiful. You are wise indeed," the rabbi replied. So let's go one by one, and let's connect that with today's Mass readings. The rabbi called the first man a fool. Why did he do that? Because The first person, first man who answered, he was completely lacking in self-knowledge. He presumed he would be strong enough to resist the temptation to keep the money. But we all know this really well. We are our own worst enemy. People do not fall because they are weak. No, they fall because they think they are strong. Oh, I can do this. I can overcome that. My own free will, I can do this. Sure, certainly will help us. But that's not quite enough. All those who struggle with addiction should have an accountability partner. Those who are going through alcohol anonymous, you all can testify that well. For that reason, because we fall many times because we think that we are strong enough. The second person, Rabbi called the second man dishonorable because without the slightest hesitation of conscience, he was prepared to keep what didn't belong to him. For a man like this, temptation is an opportunity to enrich himself at someone else's expense. But please don't get me wrong. Also, all those who struggle with habitual sins, like you commit the sin habitually. Although it's a little bit different, also this belongs to this category. Because a will against sinful behavior or voice of conscience is very minimal. All those people who are suffering with habitual sin, without even filtering, you just got into that. Oh, Father, I don't know why I'm committing these sins all the time. I am so weak, many times told me that. So in a sense, those categories belongs to this second category. The third, Rabbi praised the third man. He was a good man and also a wise man. What made him wise was the fact that he knew he was weak like everybody else. He hoped that when faced with the temptation to keep the money, he would be strong to do the right thing. But also, he also knew that to do so, he needed who? Needed God. Needed help from God. And was prepared to seek that help. That is the reason why his words are beautiful, and yet Rabbi told him, wise man. So, all of us are weak, and all of us are prone to evil. This may be a disturbing truth, but it is the one we ignore at our own peril. The great problem of our time is our failure to know ourselves. To recognize the evil and deal with it within ourselves. Yet, there is a kind of comfort and freedom in knowing and accepting this humbling truth. Sure, we have to struggle against the evil that is in others, in our society, sure. There's an evil out there. Now we see those evil happening in this world right now. Especially those poor land of Ukraine. The war is happening there. Sure, there's an evil out there. But our hardest struggle also is against the evil that originates within us, inside us. We are born with these conflicting impulses So that doing good is always possible, but you and I know never easy. Never easy. The hardest victory of all is over oneself. Hardest victory of all is by recognizing who we are. By recognizing we are weak, therefore we need help from divine help and the help from one another. From there, we get better. That, I think, that victory is the victory with honor. So Jesus' temptation was no play acting. Oh, this is a nice story. Ah, Jesus overcame. No, it's more than that. It was a real temptation of Jesus are temptations of Jesus are temptations of Christian in all ages. What are those temptations? To live for material things alone. The first one, to live for material things alone. Second one, to seek one's own glory rather than God's glory. To seek one's own glory rather than God's glory. My glory. I can do this. This is, I achieved this. Through the material things. Material things. And the last one, to abandon the worship of God for the worship of worldly power and fame. These three temptations, we all struggle. Jesus' victory over Satan was no once-for-all victory. He had won a battle, not the war. There would be other attacks which would need to be repelled. The same is true for each one of us. Some people think that they should reach a stage when they will be beyond the temptation, but Jesus never reached that stage, nor did the saints. God is with us in our struggles, helping us to overcome them. So, my friends, welcome to the holy season of Lent 2022. It is time for us to face what we are struggling with and getting to know our own goodness and our own weaknesses. For goodness, we praise the Lord. For our weaknesses, we ask God for help. Let us face the temptation in our heart with the grace of God at least these 40 days of Lenten season so that we may experience incredible joy and peace in the upcoming season of Easter when Christ truly conquers the death once again in year 2022. I would like to conclude today's homily with these words of St. Augustine, who knew the nature of human temptation more than anyone else. If you happen to know the St. Augustine's story, yes, he knew human temptation more than anyone else, and he wrote this, and then this is my conclusion. And because these words are fantastic, I want to share with you, and this is going to be our conclusion, the homily. Here's the words from St. Augustine. It is through temptation, that we come to know ourselves. Huh. Through temptation that we come to know ourselves. We cannot win our crown unless we overcome. And we cannot overcome unless we enter the contest. Huh. And there's no contest unless we have an enemy and temptation he brings. Therefore, through temptation, we get to know ourselves. We wear our crown of victory. That's why Jesus went through these three temptations in the desert. That's why at the beginning of Lenten season, we hear three temptations of Jesus every year.